the heart. A person believes, adheres in, trusts in, and relies on Christ, and so is justified, declared righteous, acceptable to God. And with the mouth, he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confesses and confirms his salvation. That is the definition of faith. We believe with our heart, we confess with our mouth. Everything God has for us is ours. The glory of God in our lives, the Spirit of God in our lives, the miracles of God in our lives, but we have to receive them. They don't just drop on us like ripe cherries off a tree. And the way we receive them is really simple. We believe in our heart and we confess with our mouth. We confess his glory in our lives. We confess his Spirit working in our lives. We confess we have his healing. We confess we have everything we need. And sometimes we forget that. It's just that simple. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, and it doesn't make any difference what we see, what we feel, what we hear. His word is always true. And so the things that we sang about this morning, they're ours, but that's how they become a reality in our life. And sometimes we just forget. And it's so simple. And if you need to be saved, that's how you get saved. So anyway, that's all I had.
Here, praise God. How's everyone doing today? Amen. How many are excited about what God wants to do in your life? How many of you believe God wants to do something in your life? Amen. How many of you really just going to get stirred up a little bit and say, you know what, my God's doing some things in my life. Amen. You know, the Lord is a good God. He is a great God. He is a loving God. And he's a God that is alive and well, and he's doing great things. Amen. I'm so excited this morning because this morning with the worship team, it almost looks like they read my notes. Amen. And I think it's so cool that when God's Spirit comes, because throughout the week, I don't see the worship team. I don't send them little notes saying, these are the songs I want you to sing. We just go with what the Lord is leading us. And I'm grateful that they're praying too, because the same God spoke to them that spoke to me. Amen. Thank you. Amen. But the thing about it is, God is setting us up to be able to see his greatness in a new way. I really believe what they were talking about this morning is being able to see and recognize the open heavens that are above us. I really believe that a lot of times we're so occupied seeing what's around us that we forget to look up and see who is really in charge and the glory of God that is really shining down on us. Amen. I really believe God wants to make some great things happen in our lives, but it's up to us to recognize the greatness of the God we serve. Amen. You know, I remember one time my son was little and you know how little boys look up to their daddy. And I remember I had told him that I was going to make him a bed, and he was so excited. And I told him, we're going to make a bed and you're going to help me. And I remember Pastor Gail came home that day and she says, what are you guys doing? And he runs to me, says, Daddy's making my bed. We're going to make a bed for me, you know, with a lot of excitement and energy and an expectation. He knew that because I said I was going to do it, now I had to fulfill and do it. Amen. But the thing is, a lot of times in our lives, we need to have that same excitement with our God. We got to be able to say, my God said, my God said, my God's faithful. My God said this, so he's going to fulfill it. Amen. You guys are lucky my throat got sick right there. I really believe God wants to do some great things for us. But we as a people need to recognize the greatness of the God we serve. Amen. I really believe that, you know what, the world is getting darker. But you know what? It's amazing because the sun's out right now. If you look to the sky, you don't see the stars. They're there, but you don't see them. What causes you to see them at night is the darkness. And so the thing is we see the world getting darker and things kind of falling apart and things like that. You know what? The Lord is saying the darkness is coming, but the light will prevail. So the light that's in your lives is what needs to shine forth. Amen. The goodness of God that's in you. And that's why Pastor Gail is even challenging you. You know what? Each one of you have gifts. You have talents. And the thing about it is we need to bring all those gifts and those talents functioning together. It's like an army, everybody having their purpose and their reason and everybody marching forward together. That's what makes us strong. But if we're just standing and waiting and at a distance, you know what, waiting for someone else to do something, you know what, it's not going to happen. God's saying, I have raised you up for such a time as this. Rise up, my children, and take your rightful place. Amen. You know, the thing is, when I played sports, I wanted to be in the game. How many of you guys played sports? Raise your hands. Girls, boys, how many of you? How many of you like sitting on the bench and just watching the other play? July. Julier. The thing about it is, you know what? We want to be involved. Why is it with God that we're always waiting on the backside or on the bench saying, well, let's see what happens. Let's see if it's going good and then I'll get in. You know what? I wasn't a 20-20 person. I didn't want to go in when there was 20 seconds left or we were ahead or behind by 20 points. You guys didn't get that. Let me say it again. I didn't want to go in the game when there was only 20 seconds left or we were 20 points behind or 20 points ahead. In other words, you were the one that would sit there and then the coach says, oh, go ahead and get in. Get the good players out. No, I wanted to be from the start to the end. I wanted to play. I wanted to be involved. And see, that's what the Lord is saying. How many of you really want to get involved? How many of you really want to participate? And be able to be the changers, the ones that make the changes in this world, the ones that make changes in your family, make changes in your own life, make changes in your neighborhood, make changes in our little village here and in the county and the community we live in, that we start seeing changes. Why? Because there's a few people that are saying, you know what? I want to get involved. I want to step up. I want my talents. I want my gifts being used for the things of God. I don't want to be one of those that's just sitting here moping and groping about everything and not doing anything about what God wants me to do. You know, we need to see the things around us and we need to start taking action. How many can say amen to that? Well, that's my intro. Let me pray. Father, we just thank you right now, Father. The Lord, that you're a God that wants to see greatness. Father, because you are a great God. And Father, because we belong to you, Father, you're pouring out your spirit upon us. And Father, you have opened the heavens. And the heavens are open for the children of God. And Father, all we need to do is line up and be able to see what you have for us. Father, I pray right now that everybody would take their rightful place. The Father, that we would get where we need to be. The Father, that we would line up with the favor of God, the power of God, the goodness of God. That the heavens, Father, that we would recognize the power that is pouring down into each one of us. And that we would start realizing that, Father, that we have an excitement that our God said he is a great God. Our God said great things are going to come. Great things are going to happen because we are children of the Lord. He says, Lord, in the scriptures, you say that, Father, that, Lord, those that put your trust in you shall see the greatness of God. Father, we come and we say, we trust you. Even as Sister Sue said this morning, Father, the Lord, it's by believing in our hearts and confessing it with our mouths. The Father, great things happen because we have the faith. This morning, I pray right now that we would start believing that, Father, that you are a great God. And there you are an unlimited God. Everything can change when our God shows up. And Father, we only don't believe it in our hearts, but we speak it, we declare it in the atmosphere that our God is going to change the circumstances around us. In Jesus' name. Amen. How many of you believe that? Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Amen. How many of you could truly say that when God is involved, things change? The Lord is saying, I want to be involved. I want to be where I can change the circumstances in your life. I believe God is moving in a tremendous way to make those things that seem impossible, possible. Because you know what? There are so many little things in our lives that keep us from being what God wants us to be, that God is saying, I'm coming to address those things. I'm coming to notice the things that you're battling with so that you can overcome those things so that you can be set free. Don't you realize that the Lord said in his word of God that he has come to set the captives free? What is it that captivates you? You know, that's between you and God. Whatever it is you struggle with, whatever it is, that little constant battle that you have, God says, I'm coming so that I can deal with that, help you deal with that and overcome that so that you can be free to be everything that God wants you to be. In other words, so that you can flow in the things of God. You know, one of the things that the enemy does is he tries to keep you so busy, so involved in everything, that you don't have time for God. How many can say amen? Amen. And I want you to know I'm not excluded. Sometimes I'm going crazy with some of the stuff I have to do and the work and everything else. But in the way I visualize it, if you turn on a faucet and the spigot is right here and the sink is here and you have a glass, you've got to be intentional about filling the glass. So you put the glass underneath the sink, underneath the flow of the water, right? But see, if you're so busy, you're doing this, and once in a while you get a splash of the goodness or the favor of God. But see, you don't get the consistent flow, or you don't get the feel that you should have, because we're so busy bouncing around in the sink that, you know what, every once in a while we do pass the right place where we get a splash. And I think what the Lord is saying is, you know what, we all get excited when we get a little bit of God and a little bit of His presence and a little bit of His touch. And we get excited and we say, "Woo! God touched me," or "God answered a prayer," "God did this," and we get fired up. How many can say amen? But the thing about it is, God is saying, you haven't tapped into everything I have for you. You need to get your glass, quit running around, and be intentional. Get where the flow is. Where the flow is, that's where it's gooder right there. Amen? That's where it really gets gooder right there. Because you know what? Through our busyness, the enemy is always trying to speak to us and cause all this stuff, the frustration, the emotions, the doubt, the discouragement. And before you know it, we're moving in circles and we're not getting any of the splash. We're not getting any of the flow. We're moving in circles. We're moving in circles. And that's where the enemy wants you. Because see, if you're not getting a touch or a full of God, we're not being useful for the kingdom of God. And the Lord is saying, when the girls were singing this morning, Brother Jimmy and Brian, when they were singing about the flow of God, open heaven, what I saw was the clouds opening up and the flow of God just coming. And it's up to us to get to that point where we're right where the flow is and be able to just be filled with the glory of God, be filled with His presence. Because we all know what it's like to be there. It's a good place. Like Sister Selena said, there's no judgment there. There's love, there's peace. The things of this world become strangely dim in His light. You know, all of a sudden He is so big and so great that the problems start to disappear. Your emotions start settling down. Your mind, your busyness starts coming to peace. You know, that's where the Lord wants us. But we are so busy. God is saying, come to the place where the flow of God is and you can feel His greatness. Amen. In Isaiah chapter 35, verse 3, it says, strengthen the weak hands. How many of you need to be strengthened in your prayer? Strengthen yourselves. What it means to have strong hands is, in other words, you're able to do what you need to do and get to where you need to be. Amen. And it says, and make firm the feeble knees. In other words, that's where the enemy wants us. He wants us to have weak hands and feeble knees. The Lord is saying, I'm coming to strengthen my people. How many of you need a little strength from God? A spiritual revival in your own body. Amen. It's where the joints and the rheumatism and all that stuff starts settling down and you're able to move again. You know, there's sometimes when as we get older, we think that we have to settle for less motion and less movement. But the thing about it is, you know what? As we get older, we got to move more, don't we? Because if not, you lose it. Amen? Because what you had, you got to keep. If not, if you don't use it, you lose it. Amen? And I'm learning that. Amen? The other day, I was trying to get down to sit down on the floor, and it was like looking at a giraffe trying to do it. Amen? It looked like the joints didn't want to move. I was moving. Amen? That's why I came up today and I was praying, Lord, help me to have feeble knees. I mean, have knees that are flexible, amen, and hips that can move. The thing about it is God is saying that He's coming to strengthen ourselves, our bodies. And a lot of times it's not only in the physical, but it's spiritual. We need to have a firm grip with God. We need to grab a hold of the things of God and be firm with Him and hold on and say, Lord, wherever You take me, I will go. You know, the thing about it is, I see sometimes Brother Jimmy has his little grandson with him. And you know what? Alan loves being with his grandpa. And I see him, and the thing about it is when he's got Jimmy, he grabs him. And he grabs him firm, amen? And if you try to grab him, you're gonna have to bring Jimmy and Alan together. And I think that's really the way we need to grab a hold of our Papa God. And you know, we gotta grab a hold of him and say, I love my God. And nothing's gonna separate me from the love of God. When I have my daddy, you know, I'm gonna hold on to him. Even like Jacob did when he said, you know what? The angel told him that it was Jesus himself and says, you know what? Let me go now. And he said, no, I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. He hung on to him. And he said, God, I'm not going anywhere until you bless me. And sometimes that's the way we need to be. We gotta know what we're hanging on to because we need to have that firm grip in God. Amen? Because our Jesus is everything to us. And if we grab a hold of Jesus, everything's going to work out. Amen? And it says, and make firm the feeble knees. Amen? How many of you need to be steady in your walk with the Lord? I mean steadfast. Not where one day you're doing your own thing, the next day you're doing something else. It's we've got to learn to be steadfast. Amen? You know, Brother David last Wednesday with the men's group gave his testimony, and he even had some of the brothers crying because of the change that went on in his life and where he was and where he is now. It's amazing what you do when you start walking in the ways of the Lord and you start leaving those things behind and you start becoming more firm spiritually. You walk with confidence, you walk with understanding, and you walk with direction. That's what the Lord is saying. I want to give you a stability in your walk. I want you to be solid in your ways. I want you to be spiritually standing and not moving by the things of this world. You know what? The enemy works in a lot of different ways. But you know what? He cannot move you unless you let him move you. And that's what the Lord is saying. I am making you stable. I am making you firm in your walk and your stability with God. And it says, say to those who are fearful hearted, be strong. Do not be afraid. How many of you need to hear that today? Be strong and do not be afraid. Amen? Do not fear. Do not fear. The enemy is a liar. He's working in overtime and he's trying to pull away everybody that he can because his time is limited. And he's trying to take as many people as he can with him. But that's where we've got to say, I am not afraid. I have no fear, for the Lord my God is with me. Amen? We've got to be able to declare it and say it and speak it and believe it in our hearts, like Sister Sue said this morning, because when you believe it in your heart and you speak it, you know what? You are not going to be moved. Amen? You're solid. In other words, you know where you're at. You know what you're doing for the kingdom of God. Our God is so good. Amen? It says, behold, your God will come with vengeance. I love that. I love seeing God because, like I said, I think it was last Sunday or Sunday before, a lot of times we visualize Jesus as this individual that was slain on the cross, beat up, couldn't move, basically defeated, but it was all part of God's plan. But I want you to know that the Jesus that's in the heavens now, he's no longer on the cross. I'm sorry to tell you that. He's a warrior. He's powerful. He says that he's coming with vengeance. He's coming to take down the enemy. And that's why the enemy is so busy trying to pull as many people. But the thing is God is saying, I'm being held in the heavens because I'm waiting for just a few more believers to come my way. Amen. And that's why it's important that we as individuals share our story. We share what we have in our heart, so that we can allow the touch of God, the Spirit of God, to free other people in the ways of the Lord. Amen? He says, and he comes with vengeance. It says, with the recompense of God, he will come and save you. How many of you realize that when you're in the midst of trouble, our God is faithful to show up? Our God is faithful to show up. You know, how many of you have really cried out to God in the middle of a battle to see his greatness show up in a mighty way? You know, I am so grateful, because that's the only time I like looking back in my life, is looking back and remembering every time that Jesus showed up and helped me through a problem or a situation, so that I can look back and say, if he did it then, he He can do it again now. He's a powerful God. He's a good God. And he's a God that's on the move. Amen. But the thing about it, we've got to understand that there is an open heaven for those that believe in God. You know, you may be sitting there saying, Pastor, but you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what it's like at my house. You don't know what it's like with my family. You don't know what I'm going through at work. You don't realize, Pastor, I can't really understand even the message you're giving me about the goodness and the favor of God, because all I can see is what's around me. Well, I'm going to tell you, all you need to do is start looking up. Start looking up. There's a song that says, I raise a hallelujah in the middle of my enemy. Sometimes the enemy may feel like he has you overwhelmed and all the heaviness and all the ugliness is around you. But sometimes you just got to say, Lord, I lift up a hallelujah right here, Lord. Lord, I see you as Almighty God. I see you as a powerful God. Lord, I am sorry I haven't been calling on you, and I've been so busy looking at all my problems that I forgot my God is on my side. And you just need to start recognizing God and calling his name. And all of a sudden, when you bring down God into a circumstance or a situation, the atmosphere changes. The environment changes. Because all of a sudden, where there was hopelessness, there is now hope. Where there was fear, now there is faith. Amen. All the things that you were feeling, all of a sudden start shrinking in the presence of a mighty God. Because it says, whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Whosoever. I'm a whosoever. Who else is a whosoever out there? Amen. Whosoever. Whosoever. Amen. Sometimes you got to put your name there in the Word of God. When you see something like that, you've got to say, Jason is an individual that trusts in God, so I can have God's favor. Amen. Dan is an individual that calls upon the name of the Lord, so I can feel the presence and the power of God in my life. Amen. I really believe that that's what God wants. He wants us to be able to say, Yolanda is one that is favored by God. She's a child of the Most High God. Amen. We got to put our name. Because as you can say, Peter has called on the name of the Lord, and he has been saved. Amen? Because you're noticing and you're recognizing the open heaven that's above you. God is saying, whosoever calleth on me shall be saved. And it says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. How many of you, and this is, I really believe that this is spiritual, and there's also some natural things here. How many of you believe that God can make the blind see? In the natural. And even more so importantly, in the spirit. God is a God that people need to see the greatness and the power of his greatness. Our eyes need to be open spiritually. You know what? There's times sometimes with my vision, I see things through my own eyes and I put my own judgment on it, and I don't see the greatness of God in it. Sometimes you got to be able to look at it through the eyes of God instead of through your eyes. Because you know what? Your eyes are full of a lot of things. The way you've been taught, the way you've been raised, some of your own education and everything else. But you got to understand that when you see things through the eyes of God, it changes things. Amen. Circumstances change. Amen. We were talking to a couple the other day, and we were saying, when you're with your mate, you got to realize that God is standing right in front of you. How you respond to her and how she responds to you is important, because you've asked God into your lives. So when you speak to her, remember, Jesus is listening. That's pretty good counsel right there, huh? Some of you might not be able to apply that. All of the men said amen. You know, sometimes God gives us wisdom beyond our own understanding. How many of you have ever experienced, you're thinking something, but then God speaks and it's totally, it wows even you. I remember sometime back, there was a couple that came, and I mean, they were ready to hurt each other. I felt more like a referee than I did a pastor that day. And I remember that he would speak and blame her. And then she would speak in revenge and blame him for this and this. And it was kind of like back and forth. And I'm sitting there watching this and I'm saying, what am I going to say? What can I say? I don't have anything that's going to change this. You know, I'm thinking all these in my head. How many of you have been there where something's at and you know there's nothing you can do about it? But all of a sudden, look at what God gave me. This is wisdom right here. I looked at him and I said, the devil, this is the miracle of the devil right here. They both stopped and they looked at me and said, what do you mean? Anger. He wants you to be mad at her. He wants her to be mad at you. You're telling him that he's that, and she's telling you that this, you're this, and this is what the enemy wants. This is the miracle of the enemy right here. This is all of it happening right here in front of us. So do you guys want to continue with the miracle of the enemy, or do you want to continue or tap into what God has in your marriage? Isn't that good? Wow, I even said, wow, that was really good, you guys. See, sometimes you need not to lean on your own understanding. But all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. See, there is so many times in our lives that we're looking at everything around us that we forget that we have an open heaven to plug into so that we can have our path directed in the way that God wants us to be able to see His goodness and experience Him like never before. Amen? But see, we're so occupied. Getting emotionally involved. Getting frustrated. Getting upset and anger and letting things control us that aren't really supposed to. God is saying, come to me, my children, and let me show you the ways of the Lord. He's calling us. He's calling us for such a time as this. I'm telling you, we need God now more than we've ever needed Him before. And I really believe that those are the messages. So, you know, a lot of times you need to hear the new songs that are coming out, because the new songs that are coming out are being stirred by the Spirit for what needs to happen at this time. There for a while, fear was something that was coming through a lot of the songs. But now that we're overcoming the fear, I really believe we need to start recognizing where God is positioning us for the next step of His movement. And it's coming to a place like Mordecai told Esther, you know what, Esther? It's for a time like this that the Lord has placed you in the palace. Now is your time. You got to come and shine, or else God will raise someone else to come and do it. And see, the thing about it is God is saying, He has raised you for such a time as this. Amen. I don't want to be someone on the bench when I'm supposed to be playing and someone else is out there doing my job. I want to be involved. I want to be out there scoring. Amen. And that's what the Lord is saying to each of us this morning. We need to rise up. We need to be able to become everything that the Lord wants. It says, then the eyes of the blind shall be opened. We shall see things through the eyes. I mean, through the Spirit, we will be able to do things through the Spirit and we'll achieve things through the Spirit. It says, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Amen. Some of us, we say, well, we don't hear God. Well, you know what? You need some spiritual Q-tips. Amen. Well, God needs to be able to run some of those Q-tips through your ears and clean them out spiritually so you can start hearing. Amen. Some of that earthly wax needs to be moved away so that the Lord, the Spirit of God, can be heard in your ear. Amen. How many can say amen to that? And it's okay to laugh when I say something funny. And if you don't think it's funny, well, laugh at home when you remember. The thing about it is the Lord is saying that He wants our ears spiritually open. He wants us to know His voice. He wants us to know the direction and the guidance of God when He speaks, that we're able to say, that's my God. I heard my God. I know that's my God. And because you hear God, then you apply it and you see the greatness of God being fulfilled. Amen. How many can say amen to that? It says, the lame shall leap like a deer. Amen. You know, one of the things as we get older, a lot of times we think that we shouldn't be able to do the things that we used to do. Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't care how old you are, God is a God that wants to strengthen your body. God wants to, you know what's a great miracle? When you see an older man, older woman, and they're doing things like if they were 18 years old, and you say, wow, look at that. It's because, you know what, that's the favor of God. That's a miracle of God, amen? I'm saying, Lord, when I get 80 and 90, I still want to be like 35, 40, amen? I want the spirit, the same spirit that God gave Caleb, I want it to be upon me. Because Caleb came to Joshua, if you remember in the story, he comes to Joshua and he tells him, Joshua, Moses told me that I was going to have that mountain. And I've waited 80 years, basically, he's telling him. And now it's time for me to go take that mountain. And I'm stronger now. I'm as strong now, he said, as I was 40 years ago. I love that. I want that. Say, Lord, give me that. Amen? Because you know what? You've got to ask. You've got to believe. You've got to ask. You speak it. You declare it. God grants it. Amen? So the thing about it is, it says that then the lame shall leap like deer. How many of you have been lamed far enough where, you know what, the enemy has kept you down and you feel you can't be used by the things of God? You know, a lot of times you feel like the enemy has come, you feel defeated, you feel beat up, you feel like I can't be used. You know what, that's being lame. Don't be lame. As the young kids say it. Don't be lame. Amen. God is saying, I want you to rise up from where you are and take your rightful place. Become active in the things of God. Be involved in what God wants you to be. You know what? Don't use excuses not to be out there being used by God. God says, you know what? We need to get involved. You need to be active in the things of God. We can't be sitting on the sidelines. We can't be saying, well, I can't do that because of this, or slowing ourselves down for certain reasons. God's saying, no, I'm calling you for such a time as this. Get off the sleepy boy, or what do they call it? The recliners, and get off of all of the stuff that's holding you down, making you comfortable. God's saying, I need you to rise up. Amen. Because you know what? You've used the excuse long enough. You've used the excuse long enough. Well, let me see how it's going and then I'll get involved. Let me see if it's a good thing and then I'll get involved. You know what? No, you need to get involved and make it a good thing. You need to get involved and be the answer. Amen? If there's certain things that are happening around you at the church or spiritually around you, we need to rise up and start saying, you know what? I have the answer. I know how to do it. I'm going to start applying myself so that I make it better. Amen? That's what we need to do. Because you know what? A lot of times I remember being one of the ones sitting in the pews or in the chairs hearing great messages from pastors. And all of a sudden you feel challenged and you say, man, I really like that. I'm going to apply that to my life. Only when I got up and I walked out the door, I left it behind. I never applied it. It was good. It sounded good. It sounded like, man, I could use that. But you know what? That's a lame excuse. We need to start using what God has for us and using it for the kingdom of God. Amen? The beautiful thing about it is when you start seeing it, you start really realizing how big and how great our God is. It says that the tongue of the dumb sing. Man, there's a lot I could say there, but I will keep it kind of simple here. And the tongues of the dumb sing. Amen. You know, there's a lot of people that you say, do you sing? And they say, I can't even carry a tune in the bucket. Or I've heard it said, you know what? I turn on the radio. But the thing is how many of you realize that sometimes you've got to worship your God? You've got to be able to declare the goodness of God. I don't care what you sound like. I don't care how bad it is, your voice. You know what? The Lord hears you. He hears your heart, not so much your voice. So sing unto the Lord, it says in the Word of God. Sing unto the Lord a new song. You know, so many times when I sing, I even used to be a worship leader. Can you imagine that? So I have a good voice, you guys. If you don't believe me, ask God. But you know what? Sometimes you just need to sing your hearts out to the Lord. You know, while you're driving or wherever you're at, maybe in your own place or whatever, but find a place where you can really sing to the Lord and just worship Him and thank Him for who He is. Because you know what? It's in the midst of your song. It's in the midst of your worship. It's in the midst of your praise that, you know what, there is a transformation that happens. A transformation of the softening of the heart, the goodness of God being poured into you, and all you can do is be overwhelmed with His presence. It's a good thing to sing unto the Lord. And that's why it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You know what? So many times we think we have to be perfect. You know what? It's not about being perfect. It's about singing. Singing your heart to God. Letting your voice be echoing in the heavens. Amen? So the thing about it is God is telling us there's certain things here in the scripture that if we apply spiritually, what we're doing is we're allowing ourselves to line up spiritually with everything that God has for us. You know, God wants you to experience the open heavens. The heavens have been open, but we need to get ourselves lined up where we can feel, be filled by the presence of God. There is a God that loves each and every one of us. You know what? There are testimonies sitting here. There is prayers that are inside of you that need to be spoken. There are things that need to be seen in your life, in the lives of others. But you know what? We've been sitting on the bench long enough. God is saying, you know what? Go check in. It's time for you to go check in. I have a funny story. I have this young boy. He was a tall kid that I had seen when I was coaching. And I had seen him in the schools. And he was a tall kid. He was like 6'5" and big kid. And I said, man, this guy should be playing basketball. I could use him. He can move some bodies. Well, I went and talked to him. And I told him, come try out. His name was John. I said, John, you need to come. And I could use him. He was only a sophomore. And I said, man, give me 3 years with this kid and I'll have him. He'll move some bodies. Well, anyway, he came and he told me, coach, I don't even know anything about basketball. I said, that's okay. I'll teach you everything you need to know. Come, I'm going to work with you. I'm going to let you know what basketball is all about. Well, the first game, it was amazing. The game started. He was on the bench. He was a sophomore. And we were trying to work him and teach him stuff. Well, the coach in the middle of the first game tells him, John, go in for so-and-so. Well, John got up and ran right into the game. They blew the whistle and gave him a technical. 6 men on the court. Okay, so John said, what did I do? What did I do wrong? So the coach comes over here and says, John, when I tell you to go in, you got to go to this little table, and then you got to wait, and then they'll tell you to go in. He said, okay. So, okay, now he's in the game, the technical, they shot the shots. Well, his guy was taking the ball out of bounds, and he's standing here. John reaches over and slams the ball out of the guy's hand, and the ref blows a whistle and gives him a technical. And then he turns around and says, what did I do now? Bam, another technical, you're out of the game. He never got to play. And he went and sat down at the bench and he was crying. He said, what did I do wrong? And the coach is still involved with the game. So me being the varsity coach, I came down and I hugged John and I said, John, that's my fault. And he looked at me, he said, coach, what did I do wrong? I said, John, when you told me you didn't know anything about basketball, I thought you knew a little bit about basketball. So I had to teach him step by step. But I want you to know that when he became a senior, he was a force to be reckoned with. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because you know what? Sometimes we come to God and we feel like we don't know what we're doing. It seems like everything we do, we get punished, we get this, or we get told, or you know what, now I'm not doing this right. We feel like we're being always pushed away. But I want you to know something. There's a God that loves you, and He's grooming you for such a time as this. He's working on you. He's telling you what you need to do. You know what? He's telling us, even in the scripture, that He's going to open our eyes spiritually so we can start seeing spiritually. He's going to open our ears so that we can hear the voice of God. He's telling us that He's going to make our knees strong and our hands strong. Our grip is firm with God. Because as He's building us spiritually, we're going to become everything that God wants us to be. You know what? We may be, sometimes we may fail. Sometimes our grip may be a little slippery. Sometimes we may have those feeble knees that kind of take us this way or that way. But God is saying, I'm working on you. And you know what? Through those technicals and through some of those things, I'm going to train you and I'm going to build you so that, you know what? When it comes time to put you in the game, you're ready to go. You're solid. You know your game. You know what you have to do. And you know what? No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Why? Because I am on your side. And I'm going to give you the strength. I'm giving you the wisdom, the guidance, and I'm giving you the utterance so that you believe that everything that I'm telling you is true. Amen. Sometimes we got to be able to say, Lord, I want to be where the flow of the river is. I want to be in the open heavens so that, Lord, I become everything you want me to be. You know what? We may be. See, I recognized what that kid could be. He didn't see it in him. Sometimes you don't see what God sees in you. God sees some great things in you. Some testimonies, some songs, some prayer, you know, some witnessing. But you don't see it. Because no one has really dug into that area of your life. But God is saying spiritually, I'm coming today and I'm digging you. I'm digging you. I want you guys to start understanding there is a God that is so big and so great that you know what? There is nothing that is impossible for Him. And God is saying, I'm getting you ready. It's time. It's time for you to start recognizing the greatness of God. Because you know what? Whenever God shows up, the atmosphere changes. The environment changes. You know what? It doesn't matter where you're at in God right now. Keep your eyes on Him because He's building a warrior. He's building one that has great things to offer for such a time as this. Do not get caught up on the disappointments and the discouragements. You got to stay focused on the real reason. And that's, you know what? God said it. I believe it. And I'm going to walk in it. Because you know what? There's so many people around us this day and age that are coming to discourage us, trying to discourage you. Disappointment comes. There's a lot of things we can dwell on. But God is saying, you know what? I'm coming to bless you, to bless your marriage, to bless your family, to bless your neighborhood, to bless the village you live in, the town we live in, the county we live in. I want you to be a game changer. Amen? How many of you realize that God wants some changes in your life that are going to be awesome and great? But you know what? Don't get disappointed. Because you ran in the game at the wrong time. Don't get discouraged. Because you reached over the line and you weren't supposed to. Learn from it. Build it. Build it. Build it. So then all of a sudden, when it's your time to shine, I'm telling you, that kid was fun to watch. Because he didn't have any bad habits. He just listened to whatever I told him. And he was a good, good basketball player by the end of his senior year. He was a doctor's son. I'll share this story. It was funny because we were in the middle of basketball practice and John got a rebound. This was his senior year. This is when he was already in his prime. He got a basketball rebound. He was going to turn and someone reached in and their finger went right into his eye. He started bleeding from his eye. And I said, John, I need to call the ambulance. I need to call 911. He says, Coach, don't call 911. You need to call my dad. His dad was a doctor, and I said, no, John, this is serious. I need to call 911. He goes, no, Coach, my dad will get mad. You need to call him. I said, okay, John, let's go call him. So I went up there and I called his dad and I gave the phone to John and he said, Dad, my eye got poked and Coach wants to call 911 and he says, let me talk to Coach. I get on there. He says, open his eye. He said, he can't open it. There's just blood coming from his eye. He says, well, get the eyelid and open it. John, this is going to hurt. So I get it and I open it. Sure enough, you can see a gash and the blood's just coming out. He says, is the cut near the brown part of his eye? No, it's on the white part. Coach, just let him finish running and send him home. He'll be fine. I'm like, okay. Anyway, the thing about it is sometimes things may look really bad. But when you know what you're looking for, you know what? It's not that bad. Our God is saying there's sometimes that things may look really bad in your life. You don't need to call 911. Call Daddy. Call Daddy. Call Daddy. Tell Daddy what's going on. And let Daddy take a look. And he'll tell you if you need a 911. Or if you just need a finished practice. Amen? That was pretty good. I did have that in my notes. That was one of those God moments. Somebody needed to hear that, all right? You know, this morning, I really want each one of you to realize how much God really loves you. You know what? We've all ran in maybe at the wrong time. Maybe we've said the wrong things. We yelled at the official. You know, sometimes we get mad at God and we say, Lord, why did you let this happen? What did I do now? We share our emotions, and our emotions can be like roller coasters. Sometimes we get so frustrated with everything around us that we really forget that we need to sometimes look up and just embrace God. Say, God, I need your help. Right now, I'm not feeling very well. I'm battling some stuff that I'm frustrated with, and things aren't good at home because of my attitude or whatever it is. I don't know. I just know what works for me. Because sometimes, you know what? This world tries to throw its best at you. But sometimes you just got to be able to shake it off, look up and say, God, I need you. I need you more now than ever. Because if you say it from your heart, it reaches the throne room of the heart of the God that sits on the throne. And then all of a sudden, nothing becomes too difficult for you. So this morning, as the worship team comes forward, I just want to challenge everyone here that, you know what? There's talents and gifts in this room. And I don't want them to stay on the bench. I don't want to see you on the bench anymore. Because you know what? We need to get up. And we need to shake off our dust from being sitting on that bench long enough. And we need to get active. Because our God is calling us. He's equipping us. He talks in that scripture, he talked about your feet. He talked about your hands. He talked about your ears. He talked about your eyes. He talked about leaping once again. And your voice. He's got you surrounded. He's equipping you with everything you need. And he's giving you a stable mind to learn how to apply it all. He's a good, good father. He is a good God. So wherever you're at right now, my prayer is that today we reach the heavens and we get in a place where the heavens can flow through us and in us. And be able to see God like we've never seen him before. Through all your troubles, through all your stuff, God is still saying, you're on my team. And I'm proud to have you on my team. He wants to use us. He wants to use us. And we should say, Lord, here am I. I want to be used by you. I want to live my life so that, Lord, it's a reflection of everything you've done for me. That there's a new joy, a new excitement inside of you. A boldness of who you are. No longer a closet Christian. Nowadays, everybody's in the closet. I mean, all the Christians are in the closet. Everybody's come out already. It's time the Christians come out, right? And start being what God wants us to be. A voice. A reflection of the greatness of God. You're important to God. You're important to God. Let us stand up this morning. How many of you were touched this morning by the message? As the worship team leads us this morning, just pretend it's you and God. You're looking up and you're seeing the heavens open. You're seeing a flow from heaven coming down. And you get to soak in that. You get to soak in that presence right there. Just soak in that presence right there. Forget about everything around you and just see the heavens. See the pouring of the favor of God upon you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your holiness. Father, right now I pray, Lord, that you would fill the hearts of your people. Let them just feel encouragement and love and strength. The Father, the Lord, that they may see the greatness of the God they serve in their life. Pray for a new hope this morning, a new faith. Let it just be stirred in them, Father. The Father, the Lord, that you're here, Father, to encourage them, to make them victors, Father, in this time. No matter what they're facing, Father, I pray, Lord, that you would show them how to be victorious, that they would start walking into their destiny, Father. I pray, Lord, that right now, Father, that encouragement would just rise up in this place. For, Lord, you say that we are more than overcomers. Oh, Father, we are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Let a new love, Father, fall upon us. Open our eyes, our ears, and our mouth, Father, to spiritually be able to move, Father. Give us hearts of compassion, Father. I thank you so much for your people, my God. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that they would no longer sit on the bench. But, Father, it's their time to shine for you. Let them shine. Let them shine, Father, with the glory of God wherever they go. I thank you for this morning, Father. And I pray a blessing upon everyone here this morning. Father, we thank you for our guests. We thank you, Father, for the family. And Father, we are grateful that our God is with us. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you so much for being such a great, great God. And Father, just a special thanks to the worship team and Father, those that are involved in it, Father, and always so busy and dedicated. And I thank you, Father, for their faithfulness. And I just thank you, Father, the Lord, even through the songs this morning and the word, Father, how you brought it all together. I thank you for that. Let your name be glorified. And let your name be honored in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And everyone says, give each other a hug this morning. Amen.